We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know, and it mentions there in your story as well, obviously, Texas, one of the states that's being hit hard right now by the flu. Why has it been so bad so far this season, Michelle?
It's been really bad for kids so far this season. What we're seeing is a strain of influenza coming through that generally hits children really hard. And because they have less protection, less previous exposure to influenza, they tend to go down quick and hard when the flu hits.
Do we normally see influenza A, but influenza B is the issue this year?
Right. Right. So what happens normally with the flu season is right towards the very end of the year, we start to see influenza coming in from across the country. It usually starts in the southeast, in Florida and Texas and Mississippi and Georgia, and then it starts moving north and west. It's very different this year. We also normally see influenza A come in first, and that's the virus that can cause flu pandemics where the whole country kind of gets laid out by the flu. We're not seeing that this year. What we're seeing this year is the influenza B, which is a milder form, coming in first. And it doesn't hit older people as hard, and they're the folks who are most likely to die. Who influenza B really hits is kids, and so they're the ones who are getting sick early this year.
And so influenza A is generally more serious?
Influenza A is generally more serious, yes. Influenza A is what tends to turn into an unexpected outbreak that hits everybody, and it's the one that drives deaths, especially in elderly people that go through nursing homes rather than go through elementary schools.
So if we're generally dealing with influenza B right now, Michelle, is that really a case of good news and bad news?
It is a case of good news and bad news. If influenza B is the influenza that tends to remain throughout the entire season, that means it's probably going to be a mild season. We're not going to have as many people die from influenza. B tends to mutate less quickly, and so that means our vaccines are generally more effective against influenza B. So if you haven't gotten your vaccine, now's the time to do it. But you just never know with influenza, because once B comes through, we might have a backlog of A building up in the wings, and there is some signs that A is out there as well. So everybody is not safe, but at this point, it's not as bad as it could be.
Is the vaccine designed to protect us against both strains, A and B?
The vaccine is designed to protect against both strains, A and B, and the A strains tend to mutate more quickly. And so it's harder for the vaccine to actually hit those right on the head. Whereas with the B strains, they change less quickly and the vaccine is generally more effective.
From talking to healthcare professionals, I can sense their frustration that they're, you know, because we are hearing a lot about the flu right now, but there are still people who either will not get the flu shot for themselves or they won't have their children vaccinated. Are you hearing a lot of the same?
Yeah, I do think that there are a lot of people out there who are skeptical about the flu vaccine, which is unfortunate that even if you are personally healthy and even if you can withstand being down for a week with you know, huge body aches and high fevers and feeling miserable, even if you're willing to take that risk, the problem with influenza is that you can pass it along without even knowing it. And the person you give it to might not be able to handle that risk. And that person might die because you are not protected. That's what I think frustrates healthcare professionals and public health officials so much. But people are skeptical. They think, well, I didn't get influenza last year. I'm really healthy. It's not going to hurt me. And so they just don't want to go for it. Also, there's an issue with the influenza vaccine not always being terribly effective. So people don't want to take the pain, they don't want to take the shot, they don't want to pay the money, although you can get it free in a lot of places now. But it's because people are thinking about, you know, how influenza might just affect them and their own risk and not how it might affect the population more broadly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.